Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Don't forget to get your Deck the Hall Ball tickets. The Deck the Hall Ball is two nights, December 7th and 8th, at Ballpark Village. We got Rob Thomas on the 7th, Goo Goo Dolls on the 8th. There are still tickets for both shows, but they are going quickly. So get online, Y98.com, and grab some.
It's time now for Lance.
Questionable content.
Lance is doing a few jobs today.
Yeah. Just a few.
Okay, so we'll start with this one. And this is going to, I always do these just because it's questionable for Tim.
Questionable for Tim.
Okay, so this guy decided to set up an audio recording while he slept to see if his house was haunted, like Paranormal Activity.
Okay.
Well, when he went back to watch the clips and to see if anything happened, it was an all-night recording, and all it picked up was his farting. Lots and lots of the farts.
Well, that could be haunted.
And now he put, and then he shared it.
Oh, boy.
And now it's going viral.
Mm-hmm. Is it just, well,
I think it's, he's a heavy, he's very gassy in the evening, apparently.
And he didn't know either.
No, he had no idea.
I wonder, honestly, if that's related to him thinking the house was haunted. Like, if there
like
were...
he thought...
I guess the only way that would work is if it was so thunderous that it moved items in his room or something.
I didn't actually hear any of the audio from it because I was good today.
Yeah. Oh, good.
I had my quota on fart sounds.
Yeah, sure.
So I didn't go listen to it, but if you care to, Kevin did not put it up.
I could not put it up because
there's
a couple of expletives in the description.
Yes.
And that's the unfortunate part of it.
Like, okay. He's describing his own...
And he said expletives.
Yes.
When he was reviewing it, this isn't while he was sleeping, right?
No, the audio post has expletives explaining it.
Yes.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Okay.
Got it?
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. And now this doesn't really fit into questionable content.
Questionable content.
But I kind of think it does because it's about National Bosses Day, and I feel like this is the time where bosses aren't listening.
Okay. You're on your own on this one.
I know. Okay. So this is just a survey. 2/3 of people say they'd rather be managed by a robot than their current boss.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm. Yep. They think that robots, 82% of us think robots can do things better than our current managers. And the things that we think robots would be better at, giving unbiased info, just the facts.
Yeah.
Managing work schedules, solving problems, and managing a budget.
Yeah, I mean, these people have never owned a Roomba, because they don't understand.
Yeah, they can't even tell what cat poop is.
Yeah, exactly.
Questionable content.
We love our bosses.
Love them.
Yes. The best around.
Wouldn't trade any of them for robots at all.
Nope.
Even really, really cool robots, I wouldn't care.
Yeah, even like Rosie from the Jetsons.
Jetsons. Even yeah. Rosie.
Not interested in her.
Not interested.
Maybe Vicky. Vicky would be a bad to say you won't let go. To say you won't let go. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show with a lot on the show today, including foodstuffs, Am I Weird Wednesday, things you didn't know.
Wow, jam-packed.
I know. Thank God, because today...
It's going to distract you.
The prep was bad. We get prep from services and real snooze fest. Anymore, it's all people is dumb and food. Mm-hmm. There's no in-between of any There's nothing, no substance. Mm-hmm. Like the substance that we put up yesterday on our Instagram page.
Yeah, get
now
on there.
That is some meat.
Real high quality stuff. It combines foodstuffs and People Are Dumb, actually. So it falls into that. At Courtney
Lance,
Cole.
Have you seen it yet?
I saw a few seconds of it.
You need
yeah.
to watch the whole thing.
Okay, to be fair, Kevin, testing out candy bars. Blindfolded.
Yeah, is that testing? We gave him 60 seconds,
to see how many candy bars he could identify with a blindfold on, with me placing the bites in his mouth.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, even I was disappointed.
No, but here's the deal. Here's the deal. As soon as you tried the first one, which is like, if you were to name your top five, it's on almost everybody's list except people who have a peanut allergy. that one was easy.
Said peanut.
That could be a lot of things. Then we threw him a couple curveballs. It wasn't like Reese's Peanut Butter Cup, Snickers, Kit Kat, Twix. You know what I mean? And so
Payday was the next one. He got that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start, I mean, from my point of view, as soon as you start putting them in your mouth and not being able to cleanse your palate that quickly, everything starts tasting the same.
Oh, I get that. Kevin is the weirdest person when he cannot see.
Yes.
So I put the blindfold on Kevin in the office, and then I led him to the kitchen area where I had everything set up, ready to go. And his legs are like concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Kevin, I'm not going to run you into anything. We're not videoing it. What's the point?
Mm-hmm. And he knows he knows from the office to the kitchen, it's a pretty wide open space, so you can take normal steps.
It's like he doesn't know how to use his mouth. Oh. He's like, it's like all of his senses completely go away when he cannot see.
It's trust issues. I admit it.
At one point, Tim is feeding him this candy bar, and he wants him to just take a bite of it.
Yeah, so like, it's not a huge chunk of it.
You don't have to eat this whole thing, just take a bite. He doesn't do it, and then the rest of the candy bar is like on, and then he puts his head up, so it's like on his lip and his chin, and we're like, you still have hands! I know you're blindfolded, but you still have hands!
It's the most bizarre thing.
It's a little weird.
Somebody said we should do this all the time with Kevin.
Blindfold him.
And do like
different foods.
I'd like to do that. It'd help me lose some weight. I'm good. I'll make it work.
We should just blindfold you during a radio segment.
Oh, it's unreal. Yeah, he'd be like, hey, it would be funny. We should.
Yep.
We should.
When we did that Bird Box challenge a year ago, and you were just a shell of yourself.
Oh my, like it's the most bizarre. We should all do a break and see what it's like.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Like,
Kevin's really
I'm a visual learner. I'm very visual.
You're a visual walker too.
I feel like work needs to pay for some occupational therapy or something for you.
All right. Well, do we have it on our Facebook page?
It's on Instagram right now. It'll be on Facebook shortly.
All right. Courtney and Company on Facebook, and then Courtney and Co. Y98 on Instagram. Go watch it.
It's great. Please.
It's worth it.
Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, and they're celebrating their 25th location now open in O'Fallon, Illinois. And they're celebrating by letting you join for just 25 cents. Oh my gosh, where to begin? We'll get to the most beautiful woman in the world, but breaking the interwebs yesterday, Jennifer Aniston joined Instagram with the caption, and now we're Instagram friends too. Hi, Instagram. And posted a picture of a friend's reunion, and everybody lost the minds. Lisa Kudrow commented, woohoo! David Spade said, bleep, you can't even see me. A bunch of people said, finally, yay.
Not David Spade.
David Schwimmer?
No, David Spade.
He was making a joke.
She's just saying,
like, all the comments on the picture.
I thought you were referring to Matthew Perry, who you can't see.
Oh, yeah. Courtney Cox was my favorite, though. What did she say, Kevin?
Oh, she said, welcome to...
Welcome to Instagram. It's great. What did she say? You're going to hate it or something like that.
So true.
And she probably has to do it because of the new show, don't you think?
Oh, yeah, the morning show. Mm-hmm. There have been a lot of people like Michelle Pfeiffer joined not too long ago, and it's because of Maleficent. Mm-hmm. She's been posting a lot of Maleficent stuff. Let me tell you, for all the money that these six still making royalties, you'd think they could post a non-blurry photo. Apparently, they went to the Courtney Landrum School of Photography.
I'm the best in blur. Hey, I was pretty good with filming the Kevin thing yesterday. Steady hand.
It is good. You can check that out on our Instagram page.
But I do like that it's like, well, it looks like a picture straight out of 1988 disposable camera land.
They're stuck in second gear.
Okay, most beautiful woman in the world. Using an old Greek formula and computerized mapping techniques, science has figured out the most beautiful woman in the world. It is Bella Hadid.
Science.
Oh, man, I disagree.
I totally do, too, as Courtney alluded. I find her pointy. She's not... Wow. Her sister is more attractive, I think.
I agree with that, too.
Here's a real kicker. Gigi doesn't make the top five. Well, Gigi Hadid.
It's just all about...
Symmetry?
Symmetry. Yeah.
Okay, well, Beyonce's number two. Amber Heard, Johnny Depp's ex, number two. Ariana Grande, number four. And Taylor Swift, number five. Is there something... I don't know. No, go ahead.
That's a strong top five, but I can't believe that... Bella is the tops there.
I don't know. Just making everybody feel bad about themselves.
Did they do dudes or no?
Mm-mm. No, just most beautiful women.
Okay. I always hear Denzel is tops with the symmetry.
Oh, yeah.
And I got no problem with that.
I feel like Angelina Jolie in the past has been tops according to symmetry, but I don't know. Felicity Huffman, she entered prison yesterday to start serving her 14-day sentence. Also fined $30,000, and once she gets out of jail, 250 hours of community service. Her dinner last night, according to TMZ, in her jail, pepper steak or lentils, steamed rice, green beans, and whole wheat bread.
Hmm. Sounds fun.
Yeah, sounds like a decent...
Right? It's like, what do we need to do to have somebody serve us dinner like that? And Eva Mendez. She caused a stir. She caused a stir recently when she put a picture online saying that... okay, this is a terrible angle, but I thought you guys would like to know that, I stop into Supercuts every once in a while.
It is great. Her hair's all wet. She just had it cut.
You can tell she still has, like,
the smock.
Cape on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I love it. I think it's great. I used to get my hair cut at Walmart sometimes in college just because I could, and it was a great conversation piece.
You're always looking for angles.
Yes. I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm bad now, but back then, I was just...
Always looking for some piece of something to...
Yes.
An in.
Because I'm like, people will notice I got a haircut, and I'll immediately tell them Walmart, and...
It'll be
so interesting.
Man. And this is going to be interesting to one Courtney Landrum. Coming to HBO Max, you know, the latest streaming service that's trying to get its own angle. HBO Max has a bunch of stuff, too. But they're going to reimagine Grease, the original movie, and include some of the original characters in a series called... Rydell High. Huh. And yes, there will be some musical numbers. They're also working on an unrelated, this is not on HBO Max, prequel movie called Summer Lovin'.
That's about when they fell in love.
Yeah, Danny and Sandy. Why has that not been a prequel yet? I mean, it was like a 2-minute segment.
Yeah, but a great number.
They cover it all in the song. I think we know...
Yeah, he was handsy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, had a blast. Yeah.
Down in the sand.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't put out.
Right. And TV Tonight, something interesting. There's a new series on Facebook. It's called Limetown. Jessica Biel is a journalist. And there are a bunch of people who have disappeared.
That's happening now?
Yeah. Facebook.
Really? Huh,
really?
Where do you get that?
Facebook.
I know, but where do you... Okay.
How do you, right?
We'll figure that out by the next Schmig at 8:40.
You need to just stop. Can you stop? Or can you just not? Step on our gowns. You need to calm down. thank you for your
the 70 interchange.
For a great season, there's a reason that we are Cardinal fans.
Oh, for the love of Pete.
That's a classic.
That was a classic from
2004.
God, 15 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's the kind of award-winning stuff we were doing, Tim,
before
you joined the show.
And there's like 3 more minutes of that if you want the full song.
My goodness.
It's called the Cardinals Thank You Song.
But let's be real here. And we talked about this a little bit yesterday before Game 4 against the Nationals. We weren't necessarily supposed to be in the playoffs.
Right.
A lot of people had given up hope on this team, much like the Blues. And I know everybody wanted like a Cinderella story.
Yes.
Again.
We did. We wanted another story. For sure.
We wanted 2 championships.
And we wanted
to
live in the excitement of that.
Yeah. We hadn't been in the playoffs in so many years that it was fun to like have October baseball in St. Louis.
But let's be real. Until I read all this on paper, I didn't realize, talk about excitement for Washington. It's their first ever trip to the World Series, which you probably know. They've had good teams since 2012, but they'd never won a single playoff series before this year.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And that dates back to 2005 when they became the Nationals from Montreal, and Montreal was not a winning organization. They never went to the World Series. And between all the years, 69 to 2004, they only won one playoff series, and that was in 81. So, I mean, and they started off so bad after losing Bryce Harper. They were in like 19 and 31 or something.
And that, I think, is fascinating, too. They had arguably the best, one of the best players in baseball. Mm-hmm. They lost him. And he was the guy that was supposed to finally get them to the World Series.
Yes.
He never did. They lost him in their first season without him. They go further than they've ever been.
Right.
It is a good story. And you know, it wasn't even a match with us. Like, I wish them the best in the World Series.
Yeah.
I do, too. And this series, the Astros-Yankees series, is turning into a good series.
Yeah.
After the Yankees swept the first the first round.
The Twins, yeah.
Yeah, and let's talk about the Yankees a little bit. Like,
But one more thing about the Nationals.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of course, the Nationals accounts, social media accounts, were trolling Bryce Harper a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Because I guess when he signed his monster deal with Philadelphia, which, by the way, the Nationals offered him almost exactly the same deal, but not as many years.
Yeah.
He accidentally said he wanted to bring a title back to D.C.
Oh, yes, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he cursed them in a good way.
Yes, he willed the Nationals to...
He did, because they were able to do things with what they got, and here they are on their way to a title. It's kind of cool.
Well, and the Yankees, too, like we talked about, you talked earlier this morning about how young our pitching is. And you could say that we weren't even expected to be in the playoffs, much like the Yankees a couple years ago. I mean, they got Aaron Judge and they got all of these great players, and they're like, okay, we're building a team that's going to make it to the playoffs in a few years. And then they did, and they're like, wow, this is great. So I feel like this being the first year that we made it to the playoffs, like even better things are on the horizon next year and the year after.
All right. What do you guys think about the MLB, you know, the TBS team or whoever, Fox team, having players from the organizations that are playing? Does that bug you?
Yes.
Oh, guys who used to play for that team.
Yes.
It's hard to...
Because aren't there two that were Yankees on that broadcast?
Oh,
I'm not talking about doing the play-by-play, but the, you know...
Back in the studio?
Yes.
Well, that in particular is its own
thing.
I mean, I'm just asking. I think it's hard to avoid, I guess, because they're going to bring those guys on before we know
who's players
in the postseason.
You're right.
And you want the entertaining guys. I mean, yeah, it's always going to bug you if you know, hey, that guy used to, you know, wear those colors, but there's not much you can do.
I think it's the same way a lot of people feel about Joe Buck, too. The fact that Joe Buck used to call for the Cardinals locally.
I have had to hear a lot about Joe Buck recently.
I don't mind I normally don't mind the announcers. I do think, and I can't remember if it was an ESPN game, there was one team of announcers where they had the color commentators were Joe Girardi and AJ Pierzynski, and they kept talking to each other. They weren't really, it was like the Joe and AJ show, and oh yeah, there's a baseball game going on. That one kind of annoyed me, but for the most part, the announcers don't bug me a whole lot.
Yeah, and it's hard because we're used to listening to our homers all season, right. And then anyone who all of a sudden it's isn't hard. Like that, you automatically just go, oh, they're against my team. But you know, poor Joe Buck takes a lot of heat from every team.
I thought the announcers did a pretty decent job during the series.
I agree.
I really do. I mean, they talked a lot about Flaherty. They talked a lot about Wainwright. But of course, it was a one-sided conversation when the Nationals played so well.
I agree. There were moments I didn't like, but you're right. It wasn't a competition, so there was only so much for us to care about.
Yeah. Well, now that the playoffs are over for the Cardinals, it's time to talk about holiday shopping. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, getting in the holiday spirit with our Deck the Hall Ball at Ballpark Village. Saturday, December 7th, Rob Thomas. Mezzanine level tickets have already sold out, so get yours ASAP. And then Sunday night, it's our double feature, Goo Goo Dolls, hitting the stage at the Fox Sports Midwest Live stage in Ballpark Village. You can get your tickets for them as well at Y98.com. But yeah, you might have already started doing some holiday shopping. I bought some stuff for the kids already because there was this feature on the Today Show about hot toys. Toys that they tested with not only kids but parents, and they had to meet a whole set of criteria, including do they annoy the parents? Like, do they make too much sound? Are you going to want to throw this in the trash after a week? And they came up with, like, their tops.
Oh, yeah, and you kind of have to be ahead of what is the big one so you can get it. Yeah.
It was Hatchimals a couple years ago or last year.
I think they brought it back last year again, but it wasn't. It was
not nearly as hot.
Yeah.
Because they met the demand. But there are a couple, I think, this year where they weren't ready. They don't have the supply, and I looked, and they're already selling out on certain websites, so I grabbed a couple.
Is number one a Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Yes.
That's on my list.
Yes, it is. There's one called Blooms Dolls, and there's another one. It's like Pixies. It looks like a little gerbil with a long tail, and it sits on a base, or maybe like a hamster, and it like spins around.
Okay, a cat toy. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but for
children.
With ADHD.
Yes.
But Amazon has this new gift finder that people are saying it's amazing because it takes all the guesswork out of shopping. So what you do is you go and it says, who are you shopping for? Man, a woman, a teen, and then it breaks down kids, like babies, toddlers, kids from this age to this age, and some interesting finds. So based on my search results, I picked out a perfect gift for everyone on the morning show.
Hmm. Oh, good.
Okay. Tim, I went to men.
I appreciate that.
And music. And there is a lot from which to choose. Mm-hmm. But I settled on, a couple things. There is a keyboard throw pillow.
Nice.
Wait, it gets better. There was also...
I can see you totally having one of those.
Yeah, I think I want one.
Yeah. There are a couple books, like coffee table books, that are like the best album covers of all time.
That's cool.
Cool.
Right?
Yeah.
But this one, since you're into all the gadgets, it's an Ice Harmony floating Bluetooth speaker. Look at this.
Oh, man. It's like those, Dave in our office has those floating helmets. He's got a Mizzou helmet and a St. Louis Cardinals batting helmet, and it just floats. I guess it's a magnet situation, and that's what this is, but it's a speaker.
The Bluetooth speaker floats over the bass. So I thought that was...
That's really cool.
Yeah.
$124.99.
He would love every one of those, right, because he gets that stupid sports crate with crap in it and thinks it's good.
I'm very sensitive about speakers and how stuff sounds, though. That would be the issue there. So that's, Jen, is $125, which means you have several hundred left to spend on me. What else?
It was pretty easy for Tim because he, like...
Likes crap.
Hoards so much junk. It's like, oh, yeah,
you
that
do.
For Tim,
I mean,
and that
okay.
for Tim. And-
yeah, I do.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're listening, you want to send stuff. I'm
Kevin... So many things for you. So we searched for men, and then we decided...
search for a woman?
No. No offense. There are all these different categories, like games and puzzles, fitness and sports, cooking and entertaining. We went for geeky, because you are like our comic book, all things.
All things.
Nerd.
Geek. Nerd. Sort of. Yes. Okay.
That's okay. Be proud of that.
I'm proud of that. I wear
that.
You know,
we could get you the periodic table of Star Wars elements. Ooh. Like, that's pretty easy.
You know
easy.
What? That's a great gift for my wife, too. Because
Is it?
Well, she's a science teacher. So it kind of brings us both together.
Yeah, it could be a family gift.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you could wear it together. We could get you the Freezer Boy dry erase refrigerator magnets. You put it on your refrigerator, and it makes your refrigerator look like an old school Game Boy, but it's a dry erase board. No?
Can you play we'll that? Moving.
No.
Why it's a dry erase board.
Okay.
But I decided to get you the...
You're not repping geek very well here.
Right.
What's a Game Boy?
The Star Wars Millennium Falcon waffle maker.
Oh my gosh.
$39.95, everybody.
I will chip in a dollar for that. That's a great gift for you.
I know. Lance Hildebrand.
This is pretty cool. I like this.
Yeah.
That way you don't have to go, you don't know what you want.
They're unusual gifts, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Lance Hildebrand.
Mm-hmm.
This combines a little questionable content.
Questionable content.
Look, Craigslist misconnections.
Okay.
Ba-dow. Ba-dow.
And your love of music / soft Rocktober. How about some coasters that feature inappropriate mistaken lyrics?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Like Blinded by the Light,
mm-hmm.
wrapped up like a another in the night.
One of the soft rock songs we did the other day. I'm not talking about The Linen.
That's right.
I doubt that's on there.
Also AC/DC, Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep. So it's a whole bunch of lyrics engraved on these coasters. So that is your...
And he's a coaster guy, I would imagine, since he likes the bourbon.
Oh, yeah. I like a nice coaster, I have to admit.
I should have done drink stuff for
you, too.
That's
all right. That's all right.
But I went under music, because I know you like music. And then one, Courtney Landrum.
Oh, yeah. What do you get the girl that loves to shop at the gas station? A gas station gift card. Or a gas station.
There are so many things that we could get for you, but... I saw this and it reminded me of your love for your Brunch Squad sweatshirts and your love of just funny t-shirts.
Okay.
So I got you a shirt that said, I'm into fitness. Fitness taco in fitness taco in my mouth.
That's it.
That has a picture of a taco.
I love it.
Come on, you don't like that, Tim?
No, I like it.
I never wear my funny t-shirts out. I just wear them at home for Nick to be dazzled by me. And he laughs at me more than anything about the Brunch Squad thing, because we never go to brunch.
I smell a new Instagram account.
Oh. What's that?
Courtney's t-shirts.
No. Oh, yeah. Home t-shirts.
Oh, my God. So, yeah.
My braless t-shirt.
Okay, let me rethink
it. I think she's going to get lots of followers.
Yeah, I agree.
That's already my Instagram account, by the way.
All right, your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. I know it's early to be talking about the holidays, but tonight's...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the Intern, Tim Convey, Jen Myers, Lance Hildebrand doing double duty today because Sue, our traffic friend over at our sister station.
Traffic friend.
Well, she's our friend, but that tells you who she is, too. She's on a little vacation to España.
I know, for two weeks.
So great.
So jealous.
So, Lance, is he doing double duty for 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah. I know. Yeah, but just for two stations, not three, like they normally do when they cover for each other.
Got it.
So that's good news. So he won't probably be a part of Am I Weird Wednesday.
Mm.
Do you have
we have weird science.
Okay, so we talk about the weird things we do on a daily basis, so we like to know about the weird things that you do. And just the other day, there was a... a tweet somebody put out where people started commenting. I thought we'd discuss that today. People started tweeting the weird things they did as kids. Like, my brother used to eat my Bonnie Bell lip smacker, I remember. He was fond. I mean, I don't think he ate it like a meal, but there would be bites out of my...
That's so weird.
It was a lip thing back in the day.
Yeah.
It was very tasty. Mm-hmm. I never ate it, but it felt nice on my lips. Okay, here are a couple of the weird things that people tweeted about what they did when they were kids. Is it weird that I started a drawing company with my friends called Best Friends Inc.
All right, next.
Wow.
I kept a full... That's a Tim story from back in the day. If you want more information...
Check out Two Rude Dudes Inc.
I kept a folder in my desk with a piece of hair from every kid in the class in case cloning technology was ever invented.
No way.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
That's weird.
I want to know what that person went on to do as a career, because they sound pretty smart.
If they're thinking like that.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, this is as a kid.
Yeah, these are all kids.
Oh,
yeah.
But that could also work if one of your classmates became famous or something. You know? I have a lock of so-and-so's hair. No? Okay, I'm just trying to help out there.
Another am I weird. I don't know why, but whenever I'd finish eating a cupcake, I'd also stick the paper cup in my mouth and chew on it for a bit, then spit it out.
Ugh.
Well, it has cake on it.
I used to do that with styrofoam cups.
Oh, yeah.
You would chew on styrofoam cups?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just like to...
I know what you're saying.
I wanted to bite it. I don't know why. Just wanted to bite it a little bit. And then just chew on it a little bit.
I used to think when I ate cereal that I should eat it in pairs so they all go in my stomach with a friend.
Oh, my God. That is weird.
Wow. But empathetic also.
Although, like, if I'm eating Crunch Berries, which I haven't in a long time.
Yeah.
Man, that sounds really good right now.
I know, doesn't it? I would have a Crunch Berry to every four Crunch.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think that's
perfectly
reasonable.
And then the last things I wanted available in my cereal were Crunch Berries. Like, more, just all Crunch. But I still liked the Captain Crunch. I didn't want just all berries.
I think that's smart. People do that. Yeah. You got to maximize the bite. This other person's talking about friendship.
Yes. I'm talking about taste.
Yes.
Okay. And I think a lot of girls or a lot of kids did this. And that went all over my hand, but I'd make, you'll hear. Is it weird that I used Elmer's glue and would spread it all over my hand, let it dry, then proceed to peel?
I've done that before.
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Real good times, man.
We didn't put it on our hands. We would put it on our desk. So at the end of the school day, you had to take your chair and flip it up on top of your desk. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Put your chair upside down. And we'd put the glue on the bottom of our chair. And then the next day we'd show up and we'd peel it off and we'd cut it into fake nails.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Is that weird?
I used to dip my fingers in candle wax to make nails.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It burned a little, but it was worth it was worth the pain.
Listen, you did a hot wax treatment before.
That's right.
Paraffin wax before it was cool.
My sister and I used to, when we had a pool in our backyard, we used to make up lots of, what's it called? Routines in the pool. What are they called?
Synchronized swimming. Really?
And we had one particular one that went to, and whoever's above the water had to carry on the song, What's Up, Doc? Do you remember the song?
Oh, from What's Up, Doc?
What's cooking? What's up, Doc? How you looking? Bye, baby bunting. Daddy's gone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Never heard that before.
It was a cartoon.
After October.
Yeah, right.
I love this one. That's why I brought it up, because of this. This one made me laugh really hard. Is it weird that I made a video of me taking a tour of my house as if I was on MTV Cribs to put on MySpace?
Oh, that's hilarious.
I got
that's
made awesome. Fun of the day after.
Yeah, this is where the magic doesn't happen.
Here's what I eat.
Yeah.
You open the fridge.
What up, MTV? It's me, Sarah.
And then this one, I think this person's maybe... their brain scares me a little.
Uh-huh.
Is it weird that I stuck a red marker in my nose, rubbed my nose until it was nice and wet, took the marker out, threw it in the trash, grabbed tissue, blew my nose, told my teacher my nose was bleeding, went to the clinic, called my mom because I wanted to go home, and McDonald's.
I think it's genius.
It seems a little bit more elaborate than it would need to be to go home, but if it worked, it worked.
A lot of imagination there.
Yeah.
Anyone who want to share any of the weird things they did as kids before we wrap this Am I Weird Wednesday up?
Well, I did the fake nails.
Yeah, okay.
The glue thing on the skin, I did that.
Kevin, we don't have long enough.
I don't want to discuss. Mine was an issue in the gym.
Oh, boy.
Oh, now you got to say it.
What does that mean?
Does he? I don't know if we want to know.
Things you didn't know with me, Tim Convy. I'm going to share some facts. You guys will weigh in. Kevin's going to play some sound effects.
Bonafide! And the sound effects bother Tim's mom.
They do. You're just trying to do the segment, and they just... It just doesn't even make any sense. They just come in.
Bag nabbit!
Sometimes they work, though.
Sometimes they work. Here's something you didn't know. A lightning bolt is hotter than the surface of the sun. Lightning can be over 53,000 degrees. The sun's surface is about 10,000 degrees.
Got it.
What the hell?
It's amazing anyone survives.
Yes. Yeah. Thinking the same thing.
Lightning How does strike.
It? Yeah.
Wow.
Off to a strong start.
If I do say so myself.
Okay, that sounds like it could be bad.
Here's something you didn't know. The $1 bill has lots of things in groups of 13 to represent the 13 original colonies. There are 13 stars on the front and the back, 13 levels of the pyramid on the seal, and the eagle on the back holding 13 arrows and an olive branch with 13 leaves.
What?
Oh, that's good.
Never knew.
Mm-hmm. That's the point. Here's something else you probably never knew. The country of Monaco is so small it could fit into Central Park twice.
What?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Wow,
I mean, I knew it was small, but...
Yeah.
That small?
Yeah. Right. Central Park's big, but
it's
a different...
So it's like Grace Kelly, princess of half of Central Park.
Crazy.
Here's something you didn't know. The first album ever on CD was...
Oh...
Ooh,
I know this.
Oh,
I don't
think
you do. I thought it was something else.
You did?
But according to this, it's this.
CNC Music Factory.
Bop, 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 bop.
No. Everybody dance now.
Is it this?
No.
Son of a gun.
We've got ladders on the highway.
All right. No.
Should have been.
First album ever on CD, Living Eyes. By the Bee Gees.
Cause we got that bit to begin.
Huzzah!
Why that's not that exciting. Huzzah,
it's like he looked up Bee Gees facts just so he could stick it to you one more time.
Here's something else you didn't know. There was an organization called BADD, B-A-D-D, in the 1980s. And it stood for, anybody?
Well, Brothers Against Drunk Driving is MAD.
Brothers Against Drunk Driving.
No, this one's funny.
Oh, okay.
BADD, B-A-D-D. It stood for Bothered About Dungeons and Dragons.
That's freaking brilliant.
And it was for parents who believed Dungeons and Dragons was evil, satanic, and corrupting their children.
Oh, Lord.
Just making their children live their lives alone is what it was.
May I play?
Here's something you didn't know. If you yelled at a cup of coffee for 8 years straight, you'd produce enough energy to heat it.
Just nonstop yelling.
That's the dumbest thing ever.
Oh, come on.
I can't smell myself anymore.
See, just do that for 7 years, 364 more days, and 23 plus hours, and you got hot coffee.
Here's something you didn't know. I liked this one. Only two countries use purple on their flag. Nicaragua and the island of Dominica.
Huh.
Isn't that weird? It's a great color.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite color.
Purple?
I don't like it. I think purple always looks kind of cheap. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like a dark purple. I don't like it.
I think some versions of it, I see what you're saying, but a deep, rich, royal purple.
Oh, deep, rich, royal purple.
Deep, rich, royal. It's like fine Corinthian wine.
It's weird how pink and purple are interchangeable when it comes to little kids' favorite colors. Like right now, my daughter is, you know, what's your favorite color? Pink and purple. And then purple kind of goes away for a lot of people, but pink always stays.
Pink stands up.
Think about that today.
Think about that today.
Oh, don't think about it. Here's something you didn't know. Eric B. and Rakim filed a lawsuit against Island Def Jam over their album Paid in Full.
Hmm.
Because they hadn't been paid in full.
That's like
great story. Compelling and rich.
This is like meta things you didn't know.
Yeah, there's some other good ones. Here's something you didn't know. Lamborghini started as a tractor company in 1948. The founder didn't start the car division until 1963.
What?
Like John Deere.
He's been doing okay with it.
Yeah.
He's like, just okay. Getting by.
Though, listen, I like your tractor, but it is way too fast.
Slow pockets.
Here's kudos, Kevin.
Here's something you didn't know. A Swiss Army knife in South Korea is called
An American Army knife.
A MacGyver? A MacGyver knife.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Mm-hmm.
Here's something you didn't know. The first time goaltending was called in the WNBA was in 2008, 11 years after the league debuted. And the first dunk happened in the fifth year of the WNBA. Jen's pretending to be interested.
Yeah,
because
I know.
It's the WNBA.
It's okay, it's not interesting. It's fine. You can't prove that.
Jen's like, oh, yeah. Well, not really.
There you go. There's something.
Don't have anything to say.
Here's something you didn't know. The first whales had legs and swam by wiggling their feet. Over millions of years, those legs evolved into flippers.
Whoa. What?
So, am I going to see some jugs or am I wasting my time here?
Oh, and I forgot about this one. I just found this out last week. We talked about it a little bit, but this song, Lakeshore Drive.
Lakeshore Drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly.
Never heard it.
What? You haven't?
No.
That is a one of the other radio stations in town classic.
That was Kevin choosing to play everything but the chorus.
I know, right?
There ain't no road just like it. That song, which here in St. Louis, I think we all know,
yeah.
Only a hit in St. Louis and Chicago.
Yeah.
Oh, so that makes sense because I have never heard that.
Jen's never heard it.
Yeah.
Other people, it's wild.
In the 60s and 70s, you know, there was a lot of regionality to radio. In fact, one of my favorite stories on that front is like when Bob Seger would tour in the Midwest in the 70s, he would be like a supporting act, like fourth on the bill. But on the same tour, when they got to Detroit, he would jump to the top of the bill.
Yeah, that's crazy. But that song, it just feels like...
And they also used to put cities in songs.
Yeah.
Like,
they do special things like Jefferson Starship did. We built this city and had a special version with St. Louis.
Huey
in
Lewis.
It.
Yes.
The heart of rock and roll.
Champaign, Illinois.
Wait a minute.
They would record special versions.
End, he kept going through all these cities.
But the St. Louis one, that's
not on the original.
Yeah, it kept rolling through. Like in Cleveland,
Detroit.
St. Louis.
Yeah. St. Louis isn't in the original.
If you buy the album,
it would not be on there.
It would not be on there.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
But every time you hear it on the radio here, it's on there, right?
I don't know.
I haven't heard that version in a long time
either.
With St. Louis in it.
This is very meta. When things you didn't know didn't know.
This is crazy.
Things you didn't know.
Good one. That was a good one.
Yeah. Part of the rush hour.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Still to come on the show, we have a chance for you to win tickets to the Eat, Drink, Love event that Jen Myers will be hosting. That'll be in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, foodstuffs. Tim will have more on that in just a minute. A couple Halloween stories. First, you can rent the Addams Family Mansion for Halloween.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Which one?
It's in Brooklyn. It's a Brooklyn townhouse.
Really?
3,700-foot Addams Family home. That's what it says.
This is the one from the TV show?
I don't know.
Well, I think the Addams Family started off as a comic in the New Yorker, I believe.
Yeah, I think the original creator grew up or lived in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So maybe that was like the inspiration for the house.
New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, it'll cost you $101 a night.
That's not bad.
And there are 4 nights available.
Okay.
And you can book starting on October 28th.
$101 a night. That's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a big Halloween fan, this would be cool for you. And I think it's decorated because they're promoting the Addams Family movie. Mm-hmm. It's decorated all Addams Family-ish.
Cool.
And they're doing it through booking.com.
Do you get Lurch or is he costing?
Yeah, there's some like there's when you ring the bell, there's it's a bunch of Addams Family stuff.
Although Addams Family to me is black and white. You know, the TV show is in black and white, and so I don't know that I could unless everything's in black and white, I don't know. I get that Addams Family feel.
And then I love this. This is just reminds me of my dad a little bit. So this guy put up a little Halloween decoration in his yard, and it's a scarecrow with a pumpkin as a head, and then he's got jeans on, and then 2 pumpkins for like his butt, but like he's mooning people.
Uh-huh. That's very funny.
Look, there's a picture of it.
198.com.
Yes. Oh yeah, that's awesome.
Very very funny. Well, a neighbor complained.
Oh come on.
So the HOA asked him to take it down, and he said that he got an email saying, we have a lot of neighbors with small children that have moved in, and they don't find it appropriate.
Oh,
so he put up a sign that just says where the butt is, censored by the HOA, right in front of the pumpkin butt. I just love, I mean, you know, there's very few things that are lighthearted. That's as lighthearted as you can get.
Right. I agree. Those neighbors are being real pains in the pump. It's 8:05. It's time for Food Stuffs. I'm your host, Tim Convey. It is sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98. You can watch us live, and fair warning, there's some visuals coming your way, so you might want to check this one out on Instagram. Also see great posts from us, including, speaking of food stuff, Kevin trying to identify as many candy bars as he can blindfolded in just 60 seconds. That video is up right now at Courtney & Co. Y98 on our Instagram.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't go well.
No.
Starts out strong.
It did. I thought, man, this is going to be great.
I was really impressed on those first. Whatever. You got to check it out. The ultimate event for grilled cheese lovers. I told you about it a second ago. It is the Greatest Grilled Cheese Off 2019. Second annual event. It is this weekend. It's Saturday at Forest Park.
Oh, I love a grilled cheese.
It starts at noon. It goes until 6. 8 restaurants go head-to-head for the title of Greatest Grilled Cheese. Tickets are $25. You got to get them ahead of time. Each ticket, though, includes 8 grilled cheese samples, a ballot, a cup of tomato bisque soup, Shafley beer, a lot of good stuff. So there's a Facebook page. Check it all out. It is the Greatest Grilled Cheese Off of 2019 at Forest Park. Speaking of Forest Park, I mentioned in Things You Didn't Know that the country of Monaco could fit into Central Park twice. And somebody said, well, what about Forest Park? Forest Park is bigger. Forest Park, 450 acres bigger than Central Park.
Yeah.
So you could almost fit Monaco in there a third time.
Nice. Yeah. You know what I love about a grilled cheese, though, when I make it at home?
Yeah.
When cheese comes out and then it burns on the bread. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. We tried that. Somebody said the best grilled cheese, you actually sprinkle, what did you sprinkle, like Parmesan or something?
No, mayonnaise. You put mayonnaise on.
And then cheese on top of the mayonnaise.
No. The mayonnaise is the butter.
Yeah.
So instead of butter, you use mayo. It's fine.
Sounds like we got to enter the old grilled cheese.
I like butter.
Though.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But they say that's the best grilled cheese. I disagree.
New products.
Things. We also tried to make a grilled cheese in a toaster. It does not work.
No, we started a
food stuff.
It was, we're not allowed to use the toaster anymore.
It was with LIPAC. LIPACs were the big thing.
Yeah.
Hacking your way through life.
Yes. Nobody needs that.
It doesn't work.
No.
Papa John's bringing back their jack-o'-lantern pizza this year. It'll go all the way until Halloween.
They're
it is
cute.
A thin crust pizza that basically looks like a jack-o'-lantern. They use olives and pepperoni, and you can order it now. And it shows up uncut. They don't cut it, which is kind of fun.
And you know, every kid loves some olives.
Luckily, they're just
food stuffs.
Two, it looks like inside the,
okay.
the pepperoni eyeballs.
Okay.
I like telling you about new products, and I've got two that I think are pretty cool. We're going to start with this. So I don't know that I'd have been on board for this had I not recently. We just had those Girl Scout cookie almonds. So they were almonds flavored like Thin Mint Girl Scout cookies,
yeah.
and they were awesome.
So great.
Yeah, they hit it out of the park. So flavored almonds can be pretty good. New product out. It's Thanksgiving stuffing seasoned almond halves.
What?
Ooh.
So they taste like stuffing, which you never really have stuffing other than
I think it sounds great.
Well, and I can't really have good stuffing anymore now that I can't have gluten.
Yeah, right.
Like the gluten-free stuffing, not even worth my time. And it's my favorite. I could just have a plate of stuffing
yes.
for Thanksgiving.
I'm a sides girl at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
I want all the sides.
So who makes it?
Gold Emblem? But more importantly, you can find it at CVS.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
CVS Gold Emblem Stuffing Seasoned Almond Halves. So check that out. Man, another new product. This thing might be a game changer. Problem is they're just testing it out in Colorado. But don't worry. I have a feeling this thing's going to explode. I'm talking, of course, about Bagelritos. Einstein Brothers Bagels just starting testing a new breakfast burrito that's wrapped in a bagel. They wrap eggs, bacon, sausage, cheese, and hash browns in a tortilla. Then they wrap that in a bagel.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know if you need the extra.
You got to see this picture.
Tortilla.
It's on Instagram Live right now. It looks incredible.
It almost looks like a breakfast burrito calzone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's a good way to say
it. I can get on board with the calzone breakfast burrito. That's fabulous idea.
See, we should just take that recipe and brand it something different. You know, like you said, like a breakfast burrito calzone.
Yeah, and put a little everything. Seasoning on the top of it. Yeah.
I'm not going to open about 400 restaurants. We're good.
Yeah. I'm not going to do battle with Einstein Brothers. Those guys are geniuses.
I think we call our store nothing but everything. Nothing but everything calzones.
I'm not in on this business.
It's
better than tuna chips and salsa.
Hey, tuna chips and salsa.
I think it's so simple, his would work.
Right. Well, we did fire chapter 11.
So. Fire chapter
11? How'd he take it?
He had a guy named chapter 11.
And we wanted to talk about this. All this controversy with Panera Bread Company and somebody revealing that the mac and cheese isn't made fresh in the stores. They ship it
a lot
to the places.
A lot of hoopla on this video for nothing.
Yes.
In my opinion.
Who thought they were making it? Who cares that
they're
not
making it? They made it
somewhere. They made it fresh, but then they want, for quality control, it has to be the same every...
Yes. It's the most ridiculous thing ever.
I also think it's absurd that everyone's acting like it was such a big secret that was blown. How many people do you know in your life that work or have worked at a bread company? Like, I can think of six. Like, everyone has worked at a bread company or knows someone. The idea that was some big secret.
I just think it was a big story for... Did you really think they were back there with water, like with noodles and
right.
yeah. making every one of them as you ordered it?
Yeah.
Yes. So on that, we support them. I do not, however, support them still claiming that they were founded in Boston, Massachusetts. So change your website is what I'm trying to say, Panera. That's Foodstuffs. Follow us on Instagram at Courtney & Co. Y98.
Foodstuffs!
Your forecast brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home. All this talk of food has us feeling like soup and chili weather and maybe some grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Oh, yum.
Right? 58 the high.
Congratulations to Victoria O'Brien of St. Louis Mo. She has a pair of tickets to Eat, Drink, Love that benefits the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation. And this is a premier event in St. Louis where you have an opportunity to not only do something good and raise a lot of money for the Ollie Hinkle Heart Foundation, but sample delicious food, drink delicious beverages, and just have a good afternoon on November 10th at the Four Seasons.
Well, and it's funny looking back a year ago when I helped MC the event to now, because last year I was there with Chris Raby from our sister station KMOX, KMOX Sports, and we were up at the podium and he like whispered to me, he's like, oh yeah, there are a bunch of blues players here. And I think I joked, really? I don't know that I would recognize them.
Well, I don't think that's a crazy joke, though, because...
Well, last year, no, but now, totally.
I know, but still,
it's just funny.
They are pretty well protected when you see them on the ice.
I know, but it's just amazing what a difference a year and a Stanley Cup makes.
Yes.
Because they, if they are there this year, will definitely be spotted by everyone. They were able to, like, walk through that place basically unnoticed. Like, people, I think, left him alone for the most part.
Yeah, that's not happening again locally for a long time.
But very cool that they, you know, that they do stuff like that. And a lot of the stuff that they do does go unnoticed.
All right, let's talk about Schmig coming up.
Yeah, Entertainment Schmig. We're going to talk about Jennifer Aniston. You know, she joined Instagram, and of course, everyone wants to do...
A day's made 100 good stories. 100 good stories make me interesting at parties, yeah. No, I ain't scared of you. No, I ain't scared of you no more.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Club Fitness, celebrating their 25th location now open in O'Fallon Ill. And you can join right now for just 25 cents. Whew! So much to cover in Entertainment Schmig. We talked a little bit earlier about Jennifer Aniston joining Instagram. And Courtney Cox put up her own picture tagging Jen and said, "Welcome to the social media world. It sucks. You're going to love it." David Schwimmer also put up a post with the two of them as Lego characters playing a Lego piano inside a Lego Central Perk. So that's cute. And her ex, Justin Theroux, is one of 82 people she now follows on Instagram, because someone's already done that crazy research.
Mm.
And he was the first one to comment on her first Instagram post, writing, "Woot, woot, hashtag first."
Oh.
They still have a good relationship.
That's cute. Yeah, I still remember one of the things you didn't know that I found fascinating, that Reese's Peanut Butter Cups only followed Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, yeah.
I love that little factoid.
As they should.
What a great segment.
And we've also said that we think that Jen's joint with Reese Witherspoon, the morning show, Reese Witherspoon, Jennifer Aniston, Steve Carell, is the reason she's probably on social media now. Because there have been a lot of celebrities that have stayed off social media that all of a sudden have joined because they have something new. Like Julia Roberts recently joined and I think posted a picture from out in her ranch, and it's because she has that new show streaming somewhere. Go find it.
You have no idea.
When I
an Amazon search. Show.
Yeah, yeah.
That old
this is
one?
Called... This segment is called Things I Sort of Know. Neil Patrick Harris has joined the new Matrix movie, what? Along with Keanu Reeves and Carrie Ann Moss. Man, this guy is such, he's such a chameleon. He's done so many different things. And I think just in Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events, he plays like 18,000 characters and plays them all so well that I'm really fascinated to see what he's going to do with The Matrix. We were just talking about how he was in Gone Girl.
I just watched it the other night. That is such a good movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he is so good in that movie.
Yeah. A couple little stories for you. Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. First 80s music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube.
Huh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that
I
one.
Wouldn't either. I would
of
think it would be a
new...
all of
the 80s music videos?
But I would think it would be a new one. A new video. Because it's
what
YouTube...
Do you mean? Well, no, she's saying it's the first 80s
video.
Oh,
like
got
Justin
it.
Bieber and Gangnam Style. You know, all of those have hit.
If it was a new 80s video, that'd be wild.
Yeah, right. If you're looking for gifts for your favorite Fall Out Boy fan, Pete Wentz has a new line of unisex jewelry right now that's called Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. And Metallica, as you would guess, has a new line of socks. You know, totally makes sense.
Is there some clever name?
No.
A few months ago it was Bourbon, now they have socks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're like the new Kiss.
Yeah. They got it. All right.
There's got to be a clever name with a Metallica song and socks, like a pun.
Enter yeah, no. Sock Man.
Perfect, Sock Man. Actually. I love it. That's great.
Take my foot.
So Pete Wentz jewelry
say
line.
Put your socks on.
Ronin, R-O-N-I-N. But let's talk about R-O-N-A-N, Ronan Farrow. He has that new book, Catch and Kill, that is so fascinating. Talking about all of the scandals from Harvey Weinstein to Matt Lauer. And in an early draft, he proposed to his now fiance, John Lovett, who is also the host of Pod Save America. This is not the John Lovett from SNL.
John Lovett.
Yes. And this is also on the same podcast, not Jon Favreau, who directed Iron Man. It's a different Jon Favreau. So you have John Lovett minus Z and spelled differently. But Jon Favreau spelled exactly the same. It's very interesting. And I think a sad day for all of us that Ronan Farrow is off the market because he is gorgeous. And how can you look at him and not say that Frank Sinatra is his dad? Come on.
It's crazy.
That's things we all know, and they're just denying it. Woody Allen is not his dad. Am I right? Come on, Tim.
Why are you yelling
have
at me?
Have an opinion on this. It's important stuff.
I mean, yeah, it's probably Frank Sinatra.
It's not something you want to know? Okay.
We'll never know, but it's got to be.
And then let's talk about a scary and pretty serious story. Jeremy Renner is in a custody battle and it's getting ugly.
Man, it's ugly. Mm-hmm. Both sides. I feel bad for the child involved.
Yeah. So his ex-wife says that he has substance abuse problems and he's threatened to kill her several times. He says she's the one with substance abuse problems and the only reason she's doing this is a cash grab. Now he's saying that his ex-wife is sharing some photos that he took in the buff back in the day with their custody evaluator. This thing is going to get worse.
Now,
I think.
Are the photos of him naked with the custody evaluator, or is she sharing them?
She's sharing them with the custody evaluator.
That's a evaluation.
Yeah.
Right. That right. would be a bad move.
All right. More Schmig online, including the trailer for Bombshell, which has Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly.
Dead on.
And the voice.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, it's unnerving.
Yeah. It's unnerving.
Yeah.
And Nicole Kidman as Gretchen Carlson.
And she's fine.
Yes, but when we first saw Charlize Theron as Megyn Kelly, it was frightening. I mean, you want to talk about...
And
this isn't...
John Lithgow, too.
Oh, yeah, as Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
And in addition to her just looking so much like Megyn Kelly, they take real Fox News footage and put Nicole Kidman in it where Gretchen Carlson used to be. So you see her interacting with those real people. I mean, it's the effects.
It looks
pretty wild. It's awesome.
Holy cow. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online, including Schmig in podcast form. You can find it.
Big note at the end, Russell Hitchcock held that final note for 16.2 seconds, which was a record until broken by Sheriff lead vocalist Freddie Kurtze in 19-whatever, with 19.4 seconds on When I'm With You. By the way, that was from 1980, Air Supply, that got to number 2 in the U.S., held off from the top spot by Another One Bites the Dust by Queen.
Wow.
And in 1980, Air Supply played 4 U.S. concerts. That's it. 2 of them were in Kansas City. Kevin, and 1 was at Worlds of Fun.
Yeah! That's why I love those guys, man.
Air Supply. Disney World when I was there.
Soft Rocktober.
Like last year? Or whenever you went?
They're still touring.
Yeah, yeah, just this last spring. Yeah.
Wow.
They were behind me on Space Mountain. That was cool.
Were they?
No, but they performed there.
I saw them years ago at the Decatur celebration in Decatur, Illinois. Yeah.
This today was Kevin's solo choice because we've been kind of
poo-pooing
his ideas.
Yeah.
And to me, Two Less Lonely People is the best Air Supply song. I'm just going to throw it out there.
You still have to just... I know. Poo-poo
that's
it.
Okay.
I know.
That's
I'm sorry.
But they at least made the Soft Rocktober playlist.
Soft Rocktober.
Okay, before celebrity birthday, sometimes we do back in the day, and this is this day in herstory. It's all about the women's. Marie Antoinette was beheaded 226 years ago today. 47 years ago today, Loretta Lynn, first ever woman to win the CMA's most prestigious award, Entertainer of the Year.
She is just the coolest person
Loretta.
Ever. Mm-hmm.
I saw her at the Grand Ole Opry about, I don't know, 10 years ago probably.
She's just the best.
Is she coal miner's daughter?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had the same. We had her bus driver.
Oh, that's right.
That's
fantastic.
And he played himself in the movie. He was very proud of it. And then our tour manager got him fired.
Oh boy.
He'll never drive a bus again. He started driving buses for Loretta Lynn and Ludo was his last.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Ugh. And now J.K. Rowling. It's her not so happy wedding anniversary to date. But this is this is great, and her story is just so good. 27 years ago today, she married a guy, Jorge Arantes. 2 years after she began writing her first Harry Potter novel. It took 6 years for her to finish the book, but Jorge divorced her after their first year of marriage. So he saw
nothing.
No money. Now on to celebrity birthdays. We got some good ones. You guys, John Mayer celebrates a birthday today.
Oh, man.
How old is John Mayer?
Mayer, as in player.
I'm gonna say 43. I don't know how old he is.
41?
That's what I was gonna say. Instead, I'll say 42.
He's 42.
Yeah,
and he still has a ways to go before he settles down and has kids because, you know, his dad was 20 years older than his mom. And he was quite old when John Mayer was born.
Say that like it's weird.
No, I'm just saying. That was his life growing up, and I think he's going to be one of those guys that settles down later in life and has kids.
I see where you're going. Okay, I got you. I get it.
All right. How about one of our favorite movies? Is it in your top three? The Shawshank Redemption?
Tim Robbins?
Mm-hmm. Tim Robbins' birthday today.
But
is it in your top three?
He was much younger than Susan Sarandon. He was in Bull Durham. He was very young.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say he's 55.
Okay.
Gosh, I think close to 10 years older. I'm going to say 63.
57.
60.
61. Lance was closest. Okay. And finally, from the Red Hot Chili Peppers, bassist Flea.
That's a tough one.
Who also, things you didn't know musical fact, provided the baseline for Young MC's Bust a Move.
56.
It's a tough one.
55.
And they had a lot. Yeah. They were quite a band before they made it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I could be way off.
59?
I was going to say 58.
57. You all danced around it. But it's crazy to think of Flea almost being 60.
I know.
And, he could be on the cover of AARP magazine.
Yep.
There you have it, celebrity birthdays. Have a great day if you're celebrating today. Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and it's the 9 o'clock hour, which means you are 12 minutes away from your first code word this morning, Cash Man. $1,000 every hour, 20 after the hour, from 9:20 to 4:20. Each code word, you have a unique code word for each hour, and you just have to text to 72881, that code word, by the end of the hour. So keep listening for that.
Anybody traveling during the holidays?
For the first time in a long time, no, my parents are traveling to me, and I am hosting Christmas.
Nice. Oh, how exciting. Tim?
I'm here for Thanksgiving. Christmas is a question mark.
All right. Kevin, any, no, I don't even, never mind.
And you're
maybe
always
back
here
to Kansas City.
We'll sometimes you do like a tropical vacation after Christmas.
We got an invite around Thanksgiving to go somewhere, but we have bad memories of Key West.
Mm. Ooh, yeah.
Key West is where we went when we missed our cruise and had to spend a lot of money, and we were in a terrible mood.
And you didn't get your cruise money refunded after Nick lost his ID.
That's right. So it's a long, boring story that's just part of my life.
It's a long, fascinating story that is a sore spot.
Yes. Mm. Okay, so traveling, though, for the next time you travel, answer these questions. I'll let you know if you line up with what people say about airplane etiquette.
Okay.
Different things. I'm going to give you different sentences and you tell me if they are acceptable or not. Okay. For example,
what to say to someone on the plane?
No, I'm just going to add, just listen.
Listening comprehension.
Okay. For example, is it okay to take your shoes off on a plane?
If you have socks on and they're not smelly.
And you keep them on the ground under your seat. I think people get weird if you take them off and then you put them certainly on the seat in front of you or on the person in front of you's armrest or on the bulkhead or something like that.
Right.
That's when it gets to be an issue. But no, I've taken my shoes off on planes before.
Yeah, I am not a fan of it. I say no.
I think I'm in the minority, but I say yes, it's fine.
I think it depends on where you're sitting and who you're sitting by. If you're sitting by family,
kick those things off.
I think you're okay, and I do totally agree with Tim. You know, you're not going to put them up somewhere. You leave them underneath the seat.
No one knows that I'm taking my shoes off.
Got it. Okay. Is it okay to stand right next to the gate before your group gets called to board?
Everybody does it, unfortunately.
I hate it.
Right,
I hate it, too.
I say no, all the big line, and then you think you don't know when your number is called.
Right. Is that person
like
in the next group, or are they part of this group? Very poorly done.
I say no, but I fly Southwest mostly, so they'll call you to it's like a lineup.
Yeah, but everybody lines up anyway.
I know.
They all line up anyway. 74% say it's not cool. Okay. You're in the way.
Oh, what about the shoes off? What was the percent for that?
62% said not okay.
Oh, okay.
Is it okay to say hi to the person next to you when you sit down?
What?
Yes. I would think so. Yes.
It's fine.
You probably should say hello.
Yeah. 89% said yes.
But if I put my headphones on, that means
no talkie.
Yeah.
Asking a stranger to switch seats so you can sit with someone.
I think that's okay too.
I do too.
Yeah. As long as you're not downgrading their seats.
Right. As long as they're not middle seats.
Yes.
Is it okay to recline your seats, Jen Myers?
You can, but it's going to be right into my kneecaps.
You can and you should.
I think if you ask.
I recommend.
Yes. Thank you.
I recommend the Tim Convy move. You guys can have this.
The slow move.
No.
You look behind you.
You act like you can't get it so that they know that it's coming. You do like a turnaround. Oh. Like you make kind of a production about it so that they know that it's coming.
Well, Jen, 40% say it's unacceptable.
Unacceptable to recline your seat?
Yes.
I can't believe it's that high. That's wild.
Don't have the recline. If that many people hate it, don't do it.
Yep.
Here's the thing. They, over time, have squeezed more and seats into an airplane. So back in the day, it used to be fine, but you don't have as much leg room as you used to. If there's no one in the seat behind me, I'm totally reclining my seat. But you have to look, and some people will do it, and it like hits my knees. And then they like violently slam it back. They don't do the turnaround like Tim Convy, and it hurts.
Bringing outside food like McDonald's on the plane.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's not ideal, but people are going to do that.
You don't get your food. You don't get a meal necessarily on a plane anymore.
34% say no because of the possible smell.
Mm.
Just don't get anything stinky. Like don't bring a tuna fish sandwich on the plane.
Yeah.
Waking up someone if they fall asleep on your shoulder.
Oh, I've
is it okay
that
to do that?
I think so, absolutely.
Of course.
You don't have to wake them up. You can just move your shoulder a little bit.
15% of people said they just let the person sleep there.
Oh.
I would not.
Depends.
No way. Right. I know. I got it. This is my biggest pet peeve. I hate it more than any other thing. Like Jen with the reclining seats.
Uh-huh.
Standing in the aisle as soon as the plane lands.
Yeah, agreed. Not a fan.
Hate it.
Yeah, wait.
And people cutting in front of
them. They cut. Yeah. That's what they're doing it for.
Mm-hmm.
85% said not okay. So stop doing it.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe 15%. I guess when you take the percentages of a plane, that those are the people who are doing it.
And finally, clapping when the plane touches down.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.